بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب تكبير المسافر إذا صعد الثنايا وشبهها وتسبيحه إذا هبت الأودية ونحوها والنهي عن المبالغة برفع الصوت بالتكبير ونحوه. This is a chapter for a traveler to say Allahu Akbar. A traveler is traveling and he should say Allahu Akbar when he ascends. So when he's ascending any mountain, any hilltop, any hillock, any elevated place, so as he is ascending, he should say Allahu Akbar. And when he is descending from any mountain, from any hillock, from any elevated place, he's coming down, then he should say Subhanallah. And also the prohibition of raising the voice when saying these words. So a person should say it, not, he should say audibly if he wants, but he shouldn't scream and say these words. عن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كنا إذا صعدنا كبرنا وإذا نزلنا سبحنا رواه البخاري. Hazrat Jabir رضي الله عنه says that we meaning the Sahaba, of course they learned this from Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says when ascending we should say Allahu Akbar and when descending we should say Subhanallah. So when a person is ascending, he's climbing up some stairs, going up the elevator, he's climbing up the mountain or some hill, then naturally as a person reaches an elevated place, there's some sense of feeling high, there is some pleasure that he derives, some feeling of greatness, and which we are taught that greatness only belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So before pride enters his heart, he should remind himself that all greatness belongs only to Allah. وَلَهُ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That greatness, loftiness belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the skies, in the earth, in every place. So as he climbs up to avoid and to remove this feeling of greatness when he has reached his elevated position, he should say Allahu Akbar, that greatness is only for Allah and Allah is most great. And when the person is coming down to a lower place, there is this decline or defect, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from all defects and weaknesses, and he says Subhanallah, as Allah is free from any type of weaknesses, deficiencies. Allah is most lofty and perfect, whether it is in the sky, in the earth, wherever it is. And one then also reminds himself, like how when a person is in some difficulty, he says, La ilaha illa anta subhanak, inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. So in this case here, when Yunus alayhi salatu salam, he declared the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he said that he is from those who had oppressed himself, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieved him from this difficulty. So here a person reminds himself all the time, in any condition, you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether a person is going on a ascent or he's coming down on a decline, again he reminds himself Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says Allahu Akbar when he climbs up and Subhanallah when he comes down. So like in the masjid, when you bring downstairs to the car park, you bring down the stairs, you say Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. As you're coming up the stairs, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. You're at your workplace, you're climbing up some stairs, say Allahu Akbar. Coming down, Subhanallah. The believer's day and night, it is revolving only around Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person should feel happy. Dhikr is not just on a certain day, a certain time, we just take the tasbih and make some dhikr. Dhikrullah is all the time. And these are the masnoon places of dhikrullah. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جيوش إذا علوا الثنايا كبروا وإذا هبتوا سبحوا رواه أبو داود بإسناد صحيح. Similar hadith by Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, he says Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his army, when they went up a hill, they would say Allahu Akbar. When they descended into a valley, they would say Subhanallah. وعنه رضي الله عنه قال كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا قفل من الحج أو العمرة كلما أوفى على ثنية أو فدفد كبر ثلاثا. He says, Abdullah bin Umar says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he would return from Hajj or Umrah, of course they would travel by camel or they would be walking. So each time they ascended a hill or an incline, then he would say Allahu Akbar. He would say Allahu Akbar three times. And then he would say, ثُمَّ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. It is a fourth kalima. There is no deity worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah alone. Allah has no partners. The sovereignty and all praise belongs to Allah ta'ala, and He is most able of everything. And then he will say, آئِبُونَ تَائِبُونَ عَابِدُونَ سَاجِدُونَ لِرَبِّنَا حَامِدُونَ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَعْدَهُ وَنَصَرَ عَبْدَهُ وَهَزَمَ الْأَحْزَابَ وَحْدَهُ مُتَّفِقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Which means that we are returning and we are making tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are prostrating before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are those who are praising our Rabb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been true to His promise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has assisted His servant, that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah has defeated the confederates, the allies, the groups that came to plot against the Sahaba and to destroy the Sahaba in the time of Ahzab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave victory to the Sahaba. وَفِي رِوَايَةِ لِمُسْلِمِينَ إِذَا قَفَلَ مِنَ الْجُيُوشِ أَوِ السَّرَايَ أَوِ الْحَجِّ وَالْعُمْرَةِ. Another riwayat says, when Rasulullah would return with his, from the army or from any expedition or from Hajj or Umrah, then this is what he would read. Allahu Akbar three times when he climbs the hill, Subhanallah when he comes down in the decline, the fourth kalima, and A'ibuna ta'ibuna abiduna sajiduna li rabbina hamidun. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq wa make it amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika.